So, all right, could you all welcome Pastor Rob Rogers this morning as he comes up here with me? So we've got a lot of stuff to talk about, and I need some help this morning, so there you go. So I wanted to start this today by doing something I've never done on any other State of the Church address, and that's to show you all a picture. I came across this picture the other day, and can y'all throw that up there? Yeah.
Dude.
So that picture's 27 years old. Disregard the mullet.
No. We're starting a Bring the Mullet Back campaign
today. BTMB. I want you to look at something. That's just a couple months short of 27 years ago. You're looking at a 29-year-old kid, the father of three at the time. Destiny wasn't yet conceived or born, and we are in Dave and Sandy Kreekak's storage room above their garage. We had just moved here, and you are looking at moving crates with my Bible opened up on top of it, and that was my pulpit. Over wow. to the left there, you can see a remember those things? They're called cassette recorders. a cassette recorder, because at that time we were recording the Bible studies and sending them back to California. But what I want to draw your attention to is this. 27 years ago, we had a hope and a prayer. 27 years later, we look around what God has done and cannot believe it.
Yeah.
We cannot believe it. And so I want to encourage you with this morning. The reason I wanted to show that picture is, you know what? Obedience is a really good thing. And when you obey God and you sacrifice and pay the price and you endure and all that stuff, God will do something amazing with your life. And that's not true just for the preacher. That's true for every single person.
Everyone.
Just obey him.
Yep.
Just do the next thing Jesus tells you to do, and you'll find yourself being successful.
Amen.
When people ask you, hey, what's your five-year plan? I always like to mess with them and go, I've never had a, well, how did you do all that without a five-year plan? And I tell people, here's my life story. I've just done the next thing Jesus has told me to. I don't need a five-year plan. I need a one-point obedient plan.
Yep.
And it works pretty good.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, with all of that said, Pastor Rob and I are going to run through a whole bunch of things to give glory to God and to God alone.
That's right.
For the great things he has done. Pastor Rob and I are happy today to announce that Grace Chapel has had its 26th consecutive best year ever. So, this isn't about dollars, but it's part of it. We're going to show the rest of our 26th best consecutive year. And the fact that all of this happened during COVID.
No, it's crazy. It's like, y'all are going to be blown away. And we're not even talking about everything that
That's
we've
right.
done.
That's right. So we gave away 20% of our tithes and offerings. Again, most churches hope to get to 10. We gave away 20% of our tithes and our offerings to missions and benevolence all around the world. One other thing that I'm so proud of our financial board for, you know, when COVID first hit, nobody knew, right? We just heard these horror stories of what was up, and the government said, hey, you can apply for these funds and all that stuff. And just being prudent, we thought, like, who knows what's going to happen? So we applied and were approved, and I don't know, Kurt, what was it, $800,000, something like that? Government ends up sending us $800,000 for the staff or whatever, you know, that we needed to keep everything afloat. Well, from the time that we applied for it and the time that it came in, you all, Grace Chapel, you all didn't back down or back off at all. Our tithes and our offerings didn't decrease, they increased. So we decided as a board, we're sending back $800,000 to the government. We could have kept it, we would have been justified in doing it, but we would not have had a clear conscience. So we sent back nearly $1 million to the government because you all, by the grace of God, continued to do what you've done so faithfully for 26 years. God bless Amen. You. All right, one more thing, Rob, and then it's over to you. In 2021, 5,500 active members here at Grace Chapel, 5,500. That's not just attenders. The people that attend, it's a much bigger number. But 5,500 active members, these are people who are engaged in equipping classes, in serving, volunteering, giving. These are people who aren't just consumers. These are people who are contributors, active contributors to the work that God is doing in and through Grace Chapel. 5,500 active members. Awesome people. God bless you guys. God bless you. Rob.
So whether it's the Roman road or the printing press or the internet, Grace Chapel is committed to getting the good news of the gospel out to as many people as possible in the most compelling way possible. So this last year, we made a few technological upgrades. You may have noticed, you know, a change in the screen behind us. But here's the deal. The changes that we made aren't just for the people in this room. They are, but it's also for our entire online family as well. And if you watched the Sound of Hope Christmas concert, whether you watched it online or you were here for it, you know the power of storytelling that can be done when we make some of these upgrades and changes. So it's about the mission. Mm-hmm. And while many people thought COVID would shut down the church, Grace Chapel, you need to know this, we have reached more people in 2020 than ever before in our history. Ever before. Our online presence has grown nearly 790, not people, 790% year over year. 157,000 people streamed at least one live service on Facebook, YouTube, or on our website. And for perspective, there's roughly about 2,500 people that attend our in-person gatherings on a given week. So add it all up throughout the year, that's 130,000 per year. We reach 157,000 people just online, not including in-person stuff. Incredible, incredible, incredible. And I just want to say, in-person gathering, we love you so much. Online family, we love you so much. And Amen. We are so grateful that you are tuning in and that we've had an opportunity to connect with you and still preach the gospel and give you the goods on Sunday mornings and Amen. Throughout the week as well.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Life groups. You want to talk about life groups for a minute?
So 105 life groups in this church. Yes. Average size of a group is about 12 people. So what that means is that we have over 900 members that are connected in discipling, active character sharpening relationships with one another. That is absolutely, we can't overstate the importance of this in a year where there's been more isolation than ever before. There's been quarantine, there's been hardships. Pastor Jimmy sent out a survey to our life groups and just to get them to respond on, hey, how are the groups going? What are you doing? And every single one of our groups are digging into God's word deeply on a regular basis. They're praying for one another. They're praying for our church. They're praying for the country. And when they were asked this question, I'm just going to give you a number here for a second. Would you rate how your group goes out of its way to serve each other when anyone is in need? And on that scale, they gave a 4.94 out of 5. Now, listen, Jesus himself said that it's by this one single thing that the world will know that you're my disciples, if you love one another.
That's right.
And our groups are doing exactly that.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
And we do character sharpening.
We do.
I mean, what
we specialize in that.
What a great phrase.
Character sharpening.
Brother, let me sharpen your character for a minute.
It's holy sandpaper.
That's right.
What
it is. It is. All right. Let's move on for a minute. And yes, and amen, celebrating the life groups and the great job Pastor Jimmy has done. So excited about all of that. Let me talk to you a minute about some of our church plants here real quick. Of course, Navajoa, Mexico, and Knoxville, Tennessee, with Pastor Brian and Pastor Jake. But I wanted to point out some things that are happening in Fairview. And although we talked about Fairview last State of the Union because it had just started, they've done an unbelievable job. Pastor Ian and the whole team, it's mind-boggling to me. They have no building. They started off in the school. Of course, that gets challenged when it gets shut down. Then they start to meet in homes and meeting in a farm, a barn together, a barn venue, and they have not stopped or slowed down. Pastor Ian and the Grace Chapel family in Fairview has done a fantastic job, and we continue to celebrate everything that they're doing. Forward ever, backward never.
That's
taking
right.
New territory continually.
That's right.
I love it.
That's
it's
right.
Awesome.
Let's talk about our kids ministry, Grace Chapel Kids. So last January, seems like forever ago, last January we partnered with nonprofit Confidence in Christ to bring a new conference to Grace Chapel for mothers and their daughters. With over 500 in attendance to learn more about what it means to be a daughter of the King. And as a dad with three daughters at home, it is radically important that our girls not only understand who they are in Christ, but understand that for their sake and for the world's sake who they are in Christ. That they understand that they are a daughter of the King and they can carry that torch forward into the next generation, because they're going to be facing things, guys, that we can't even imagine. Radically important stuff. Also, VBS. Due to COVID, our kids ministry team, man, they pivoted. And
unbelievable.
This is crazy. What could have been an enormous loss, they pivoted and made it an incredible kingdom win by hosting a state-of-the-art online video experience with live dramas, with Bible studies, music, guided activities. And as a result of doing VBS online, we reached families across the country. California, Oregon, New York, Idaho, Illinois, among others. It's awesome, yes. And we received stories back of salvations. That's awesome. Is that Rachel Bradley?
Probably, yeah.
That's great.
Commitment, baby.
That's it right there. Welcome to kids ministry. Salvations, rededications, parents engaged in discipling their own children, an enormous win this last year. Let's talk about our Can-Do ministry. Served a total of 36 children with special needs on Sunday mornings, with an additional 15 children and their siblings at our Grace Night, which is a respite night that gives parents a night off, knowing that their special needs children are well taken care of, that they're safe and secure and having a great time. Also, our Can-Do ministry teamed up with our kitchen staff to make and deliver meals to special needs families. During the quarantine, and fed an average of 80 to 90 people 3 weeks in a row. They hosted a booth at our Harvest Festival and raised $2,000 to bless families with year-end care packages. And we welcomed 11 brand new special needs children to the Grace Chapel family
this last year.
Yes. Allie Davis and the whole Can-Do ministry team, everyone that volunteers in that ministry, wonderful job, great work, absolutely incredible.
Yep, they are incredible. They are. Let's move now and talk about family ministry for a minute, because as we did so often in 2020, we took new territory and expanded on some things. At the end of July, we named our very first family pastor. We moved David Green up from being our high school ministry pastor to our family pastor. And so David and his lovely wife, Katie, launched our family ministry called For the Family. For the Family exists to give you practical tools and guidance to help navigate the complexities of marriage and parenthood. And everybody here needs to benefit from this incredible ministry. When you hear that they're doing stuff, man, get involved, get involved, get involved. Did an incredible family kickoff on October 3rd. It was a time for the whole family to come together outside, food trucks, inflatables, games. Over 500 people came out and enjoyed the afternoon. Big success. October 31st, we did our Harvest Festival. A little bit different than how we usually do it because the Pumpkin Fest in Franklin was canceled.
They shut down.
They shut it down. And so all of the street vendors and stuff that were there, they're looking for places to sell their wares. And we thought, this is an opportunity for Grace Chapel to be a blessing to these community vendors. Invite them out here, give them a space, throw an awesome event where people can come with their families, have fun, and buy from local vendors and be a blessing for them. And so we did that. Again, the kids zone and inflatable stuff and petty zoos and hay rides, live music. 3,000 people showed up for this event. It was awesome.
Awesome,
awesome, awesome. And I can't tell you how many different types of events or things that we've done, even here on Sunday morning, what we've heard throughout the last year of people coming and saying, thank you for continuing the ministry. Thank you for continuing to meet. Thank you for continuing to have our doors open. Other people saying, thank you for being online. Thank you. And so giving everybody a choice to participate according to their own level of comfort without compromising the gospel. Like, that's a win-win.
It matters.
Like, that does, yeah. It matters, man. Let's reach people where they're at. And so we've continued to do that. Marriage class, great things for you to know about this. You know, listen, marriages are under stressful times right now. We know that. There's problems that are happening. But having a marriage class to address some of these issues in very targeted, focused ways, again, it's a great opportunity for y'all moving forward. You hear when we're getting ready to do a marriage class, it doesn't mean that your marriage is in the tank. It just means you want it to be better than whatever it is. So it's a great opportunity for you to participate in that. November 21st, we had a marriage workshop. 20 different couples came, breakout groups, all that stuff, but just getting face-to-face and talking about real-life marital issues. December 2nd, we had, again, under the family ministry, our Winter Wonderland, the great Franny Battistelli came and did the great concert for us. The annual, the first ever.
First annual.
Christmas tree lighting.
That's it.
It was awesome.
It was awesome.
I loved it.
It was cold.
It was cold, but it was.
But it was.
It needed to be.
Yeah.
You can't have Winter Wonderland and be like sweating. Or as my friend Amir would say, you can't be schwitzing during. Little Yiddish there for you. Anyway, just incredible family ministry in 2020 that we didn't have in 2019 because we're taking new territory.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Let's talk about our student ministry. So our youth ministry team continued to reach out and connect with the next generation through different types of gatherings before COVID hit, and then through live streams by having small group Zoom calls with their small groups, sending out weekly teachings to our students. The high school ministry and our middle school ministry both utilized our new drive-up venue for trivia nights and worship nights, and just did an incredible job utilizing that space, even having youth group outside over the summer. And in the midst of a really difficult and challenging year, church, you need to know that Grace Chapel is still discipling and raising up the next generation.
That's right.
And then not just our kids, but the next generation of leaders. And Dylan Dawkins is a perfect example of this. He stepped into the leadership role of our high school ministry this last year after years of faithfully serving the Grace Chapel body in a multitude of ways. We were able to ordain him this last year, and he's doing a killer job with our high school ministry. Dylan Dawkins is a perfect example of that.
Pastor Dylan Dawkins.
Pastor Dylan Dawkins. Yes, that's right. That's right. That's right. And speaking of ordination, Nate Dixon as well.
Yes.
Yep. After years of serving on staff in our young adults community, he was ordained this last year. And listen, if for some reason you think that the next generation of Christian leaders are in trouble, you haven't spent much time with either of these guys.
That's right.
And you need to. And you need to check out the young adults ministry in here because it is awesome. It is awesome. Yeah.
So listen, I could spend the whole hour and more just talking about the job that Pastor Shane and Faith have done
yes.
with one.
Yes.
They need to be celebrated, congratulated, thanked for what they do. And all of our one family out there, listen, you guys are crushing it. I'm so proud of you to see everything you guys do on a weekly basis, the outreach, the love, the service that you guys are doing. You folks are leading the way.
Yeah.
And we thank God that the future looks good at Grace Chapel because you all are doing what Jesus said to do, and that is to love God and love people. And I know it. More importantly, God knows it. And I just want to say thank you, one family, for what you do. It is incredible. Yeah. Incredible. So let me tell you some of the stuff about our young adults group that meets on Friday nights. They began a very well-attended 17-week daily prayer meeting on Zoom beginning at 6:15 in the morning. Our young people were praying their guts out for the church, for the state, and the nation.
It's amazing.
How incredible is that? They again did drive-in outdoor services. 300 young adults attended the very first one they ever did back in the spring. They came back into the building then, and it's hundreds have gathered to worship both here and down at the river. It's like, you can't keep them back. No. They're like, yeah, we'll meet in the sanctuary. Oh, down by the river? Sure. Oh, in the parking lot? Great. Yeah, like wherever. Let's get together. You have not forsaken the assembling of yourselves together, as is the manner of some, but you have encouraged one another daily as we see the day of Jesus drawing near. Again, God bless you, one family. You're incredible. Weekly attendance continues to grow. 200 people are here every Friday night-ish. Life groups in the one group. 2021, listen to this. In 2021, there's 20 peer-led life groups. These are small groups within the group itself. They're believing that they're gonna have 30 leaders and co-leaders. They're gonna add 30% from what they currently have by the end of the year. Again, this is a discipleship plan to place and launch more life group leaders in 2021 than we even did in 2020. We are not satisfied. We're thankful, but we're not satisfied with what we've done. We are pressing onward and upward in every way, and the one family is doing a fantastic job of demonstrating that for us. There were people who came to Christ for the very first time, or recommitments were made throughout the year, dozens and dozens of people. We saw three young adults. I love this. You might go, three? See, that's kind of a small number. No, listen to me. We saw three young adults say yes to the call to world missions, and several more stepping into God's call on their lives to pursue full-time ministry in the local church or in Christian counseling. We are making disciples who are then going to make disciples.
That's right.
This is what we're here for. This is our job.
That's right.
What else? I mean, it goes on with tornado relief and all the stuff they did there. Gave $90,000 away for tornado relief for victims, partnering with Hope Force International, partnering with Pastor Glenda Sutton at Family Affair Ministries in downtown Nashville, partnering with Chris and Elaine Whitney of One Generation Away. It's awesome, Pastor Chris. Now, I know here at Grace Chapel yesterday, we had a big food giveaway. Tell me, Pastor Chris, the numbers real quick. 200 families were served yesterday
and prayed for.
Right, good point, thank you. And we had a ton of Grace Chapel volunteers show up and help with that. It's awesome. 150 volunteers show up. Pastor Chris, I just want to again say publicly, you and Lane, we love you, we bless you, we're honored to partner with you to help people, to help people's most urgent needs fulfilled with the simplicity of here's food, and here's prayer. We love you, and Jesus hasn't forgotten you. God bless you, man. That's awesome.
Yes,
I love that.
Yes, yes.
So the one family does all of this kind of stuff. Again, partnering with Pastor Chris and One Generation Away. over this last year, Grace Chapel, you have given away 280,000 meals to families who are in need. 280,000 meals were given away from this church to people regardless of their race, their religion, their color, didn't matter. We just wanted to be an extension of God's love for them, and we did that 280,000 times over. Yeah. Thanksgiving meals, of course we did. We worked with Family Affair Ministries, Pastor Glenda Sutton, to support 200 families just for Thanksgiving. 200 families that had a Thanksgiving meal because of you all. Because of you doing what you do so faithfully, we were able to provide Thanksgiving meals for 200 families. So great stuff there. Good night, Rob. I got to keep going.
It's you.
I thought there was a break. I got it. Okay. Beyond Our Walls 1 and 2. Grace Chapel. We were the tip of the spear in leading over 25 other local churches to come together. Beyond Our Walls 1 that we did in the end of April, over 4,500 cars, 10,000 plus people showed up to worship, to cry out to God on behalf of our nation. We took an offering that night to give away to One Generation Away so we could feed people. $48,207.05 again went as a result of us leading the way to call the church together to say, hey, I know this is serious, we're in lockdown, but we can get together in safe, sane ways and still make a difference in our community. We did it once, and then a month later, we did it again with Beyond Our Walls 2. 10 to 12,000 people were on site. Our overall reach digitally just topped 80,000 people, not including the reach from the Fish radio station that broadcast it as well. At that event, we raised over $45,000 to give to churches, predominantly minority, smaller churches, international churches that needed help. And we raised $45,000 there to bless the pastors and those congregations.
That's kingdom.
That's kingdom, man. That's us. Yeah. Come, listen to me. That's us coming together, getting a vision for what needs to happen, and just having the guts and the courage and the perseverance to say, we can do it.
Yeah.
We can do so much if we'll just come together, man.
Yep.
And put our eyes on Jesus and put our eyes on people. There's no telling what we could accomplish. Come
Amen.
On, somebody. Drive-in church, we talked about that. 4th of July,
Can y'all believe the amount of stuff? Yeah. 2020.
During lockdown and everything else, yeah. Pastor Rob, talk about missions.
Okay, here we go. So, just get ready. In January of 2020, in Haiti, we distributed 650 gift boxes, gave bags of food to families across 7 villages, churches, and schools. The Grace Chapel family built desks and benches for schools and churches. We put a roof on a church in Sema that allowed them to hold their first church service in the building. We evangelized in villages where multiple people received not only healing, but also salvation. They came to Christ. Mm-hmm. Then in February and March, Pastor Myron and the team in Uganda and South Sudan, you know, COVID may have shut down a whole bunch of the world, but it did not stop our mission to bringing peace to 2 warring tribes in the South Sudan. So Myron and the team, they attended Youth with a Mission graduation in Arua, Uganda, and this was with the second group of the 12 South Sudanese pastors that graduated from this. Grace Chapel sponsored 6 months of their discipleship training. 6 of them were from the Dinka tribe, and 6 were from the Malay tribe. And also, the missions team visited Malak, a leper colony 30 minutes from Bor in South Sudan, and there distributed 650 gift boxes, provided food to families across villages and churches and schools, and again, met with the first group of pastors that Grace Chapel sent through YWAM in 2018 just to check in with them and see how they were doing. Then moved to the DR, Dominican Republic. Pastor Myron and the team facilitated a staff training on spirit-empowered living at Josiah's house. We ministered to two villages to bring a message of hope, served the Josiah's House staff by preparing meals for them, and Donna Boone. Can Donna Boone get some love this morning? Come on. Donna Boone has been on staff with us at Grace Chapel. It's got to be close to 20 years, if not more than that. Well, Donna has served this body faithfully. This last year, she has finally fulfilled a dream to move to the DR, to Josiah's house, and live there full time to invest her life in the boys and girls at Josiah's house. And it's an incredible thing. Donna Boone, we love you. We honor you. Thank you for answering the call. And also, our Hands of Grace initiative this last year, we raised $20,000 that was distributed to India, to Haiti, to the DR, to Mexico, to purchase hygiene items, to purchase school supplies, food for children, to minister to the elderly in all of these countries. And Pastor Myron and Talia, all the volunteers and every single one of you that contributed to all of those efforts, thank you. Great job, Grace Chapel. You killed it this year. Way to go. Amen.
My turn.
Sound of Hope.
I'm ready. Sound of Hope. Allison Allen, can we tell her thank you this morning? As we've said, nobody was prepared for the continuous heartache and loss, the pressure, the stresses of what happened in 2020. But that didn't slow us down in terms of doing our all-original Christmas production. And the thought and the commitment for you, Allison, and your whole team, the stretching of the boundaries for what we did with technology, the whole team just needs to be celebrated. Did four shows, thousands of people showed up, way more people watched it online, reminding people that Jesus is our only real hope, matter what. If you'll connect with Jesus, you'll connect with hope, and that is our message. It was our message. Allison, Allen, and team, God bless you. Thank you for Sound of Hope. Thank you. So those are a few things we did in 2020.
Just a couple.
If then you look at the $2 million that we gave to other ministries and stuff and other people, then those stories ripple effect and go on and on and on.
Yep.
It was an incredible year in 2020.
Yep.
And it is by the grace of God alone that we're able to do this, by the grace of God working in all of us.
Yep.
All right, now we're gonna transition and talk a wee bit about the future of Grace Chapel. There's times where you as a pastor, where you have to say something and you want to make sure that people hear what you're saying and you hope they hear it right and you hope that they then communicate it right, and this would be one of those times. So here we go. For the third year in a row, would y'all say third year? For the third year in a row, I need to tell you that you're going to be seeing less of me in this pulpit than you have the previous year. In fact, this announcement that I'm about to make was scheduled to be made last summer, but due to the uncertainty of COVID, we thought it prudent to delay it, to just watch and see how this thing kind of works out. But what I'm about to unfold to you has been in the works for 3 years. 3 years, okay? Now, Sarah and I have been feeling for that long, along with the elder board and the financial board for that matter. They were all brought into this. I had pastors and mentors of mine who have spoken into my life and helped me. They've all been involved in this for the last 3 years as well. But as we've watched our life and ministry unfold, we realized that we needed to start paying attention to a time of transition. And so we called Pastor Rob in from the Pacific Northwest to come back home and to see what might happen as he joins the pastoral staff again, to see what it would look like for him to step up to a great and a more prominent role here with us. I can't say enough, Pastor Rob, how unbelievably well you have done, not just in the pulpit, but outside of the pulpit as well. Unbelievable. Couldn't be more thankful for Pastor Rob. So the time is right. And I want to say briefly that there are going to be people who say what they want that isn't based in truth at all. They're going to shape things to their own narrative. And I can't control what the media and the press is going to say. I can't do that. But what I can do is not allow them to dictate what God is calling me to do based on how they might respond to it and pat themselves on the back. Okay, so that being said, the time is right for Sarah and I to transition from the role and responsibilities of senior pastor to the role and responsibilities of being the founding pastors of Grace Chapel here. I need to transition, Sarah and I need to transition from leading the team, listen to me, to encouraging, empowering, and releasing them to lead all of the rest of us, including me, myself. I am looking forward in the future to being led by the incredible team that God has put together and had here for many, many, many years. Now, I want to ask the transition team to come on up and stand with me here, if you would, for the next few moments. Pastor Jonathan Allen has been the worship pastor here with us since 1997. I'm pretty sure we get an award somewhere for a senior pastor, yes, and worship pastor staying together for 24 years. Someday we'll get an award. I don't know when. Executive Pastor Mark Bright has been my friend for 30 years. We have been through life together, its highest highs and its lowest lows, together, as I have with Pastor Jonathan. I don't want to miss anybody. But Mark came to us in the summer of 2011 and has done an unbelievable job as our executive pastor, running the staff, running the mission outreach, doing what, if you want to know who runs this church, it's Pastor Mark Bright. I get up here on Sunday mornings and do what I do, but Pastor Mark has really done a fantastic job. And for you and Jonathan both, I can't say enough how awesome you all have been. I'm hardening my heart right now. I'm not going to start bawling, but thank you. I don't want to bawl with you either. But yes and amen. Thank you for what you guys do. Pastor Jimmy's the new kid on the block. Pastor Jimmy has been here with 7 years now. Incredible, leading our life groups, being a counselor and a helper and a lover of the body of Christ. Pastor Jimmy has helped me with deep, dark problems, woundings in my life as a faithful friend. And so, Pastor Jimmy, thank you for what you're going to do moving into the future. I'm excited, you know, I'm super excited. And Pastor Rob, we've celebrated you and we'll celebrate you some more, but like, great job, buddy. Okay. Here's what I want to say to everybody. You are looking at these four men along with our elder board, and those of our elder board that are here, could you come up right now? You are looking at a group of men who have been here for years and decades. I mean, Kurt Beasley, how many years? Well over 10 years.
Over 10.
Yep. Ron Klontz and I have been friends for over 35 years. He has been the financial guru of this organization forever, the most faithful, unbelievably awesome friend a guy could have, and has served this church so well. Scott Farrar, how many years? 17 for you and Melissa. I'll never forget, I sat right there when we were doing a membership class, and you came forward saying that you wanted to be a member of Grace Chapel after what you had heard. And yet you had said, my wife's Jewish, and here I am, I kind of am Jewish too. And I go, well, you kind of need to be a Christian to join the church. Scott and Melissa Farrar are examples to me for the rest of my life of what God will do with a brand new saved person who gets serious about following Jesus. Scott's been an elder now with us for years. Friend, I am proud of you. I am proud of you. I celebrate you and love you. Mike Harris, along with Ron Klontz, Mike Harris, we've been together for well over 30 years. We planted our first church together in 1990. Mike and Janine moved back here eight years ago. Mike Harris knows more people in this church than I do. Mike Harris, incredible job. Listen to me now, y'all. This is what I want you to hear because it's the truth. Listen to this, okay? There are different roles and responsibilities moving forward, but it is the same incredible team that has always led us, that is going to continue to lead us into the future. These men behind me have my greatest confidence, mine and Sarah's both, our greatest confidence to lead all of us into the future. So thank you for who you are. Thank you for what you're going to do in the future. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Tyler, how did you get back there? Tyler, how many years have you been?
23
years. Tyler and his dad, Johnny Ring, a man who's a second father to me, went to heaven several years ago. What were we said last night? Six years ago, next month of February. Anyway, Tyler and Wendy Ring, great friends and really a brother to me and a great part of this church. So moving forward, y'all, we are going to, under the leadership of these men, take more territory than we ever have before. We're going to take more territory than we ever have before. I look forward to being led by them. I look forward to them speaking into my life. I look forward to them leading us to greater places in Christ. I look forward for them to take Grace Chapel from where it is to where God intends it to be in the future. Listen, I want every single person to hear me. If these guys have my trust, they are worthy of your trust. Love them, pray for them, support them. They are going to do the right thing. I can assure you, they have my fullest confidence to lead us into the future. Hear me, and then pray for them, which we'll do in just a few minutes. Can you tell all of our friends here, our new leaders in a new way? God bless them, and we thank God for them. Thank you, Mark.
I want to give you a holy kiss.
Sarah,
yay.
Come on up. Can you welcome Miss Sarah Berger up here?
Hi, you guys. Okay, well, it's not my usual avenue to read something, but when you got just one chance,
you gotta get it right.
You gotta get it right, and it won't even be perfect with even my reading. But I just want to say quickly, we are not of the sort that shrink back. Are we?
That's right.
This congregation is not of the sort that shrinks back. Okay, so I'm Steve's wife. There's lots of newbies here that might not even know that, but I go with him, okay? So with that being said, here I go in my feeble attempt. I have been serving as director of women's ministry alongside my beautiful and precious friend, Donna Boone, out there in the DR right now, for many, many years. Over the past few years, Donna and I have talked amongst ourselves about an increasing tug of change that we sensed in both of our lives and excited about the possibilities. While the Lord very specifically had been calling me to a few projects, and Donna and all around her knew this, that she was quite possibly being called to the full-time mission field. And we were both becoming increasingly aware that the Lord was fast-tracking us. Who but God could create the most beautiful of off-ramps for both Donna and I during this last year of pandemic? While it's given me time to focus on some other things the Lord has simultaneously been confirming to me, while in fact he was confirming the same thing to Donna about her call. I mean, who plans a one-month mission trip to the DR and ends up being stuck there for 6 months, right? And stuck isn't the right word. It was for the glory of God, and it just confirmed in her, this is really my new home. Fairview's her home too, though. I don't want to make that small. Fairview is her home too. So after much prayer and consideration, preparation, Donna and I are so happy to be passing the baton. Mind you, Donna is still a part of Grace Chapel, and I am also still a part of the women's ministry. I'll just be serving in a different capacity I'm not saying that right. Anyhow, with that being said, I'll be teaching at events here on Sundays, serving. I've always wanted to be serving in the parking lot, to tell you the truth, and I think now I'll have that opportunity. I mean, it's true. I've always wanted to be one of those parking lot guys. Yeah. I won't take your spot, Jonathan. Anyhow, with that being said, I want to welcome up to the platform Allison Metcalf Allen and Carrie Elder. Again, like, I could go on an hour about Allison, because she's like, ooh, she's my dear. I love her so much. We've been through life together, and Carrie is just so precious. A part of the church for 15 years, and oh my gosh, administrator extraordinaire. So, let me just say this, because Allison and I will get together, and I'll blubber all over her another time. Allison Allen, one of my dearest friends, forever, all caps, will be taking the role of Women's Ministry Director, and dear Carrie Elder, Administrator Extraordinaire, let me say that again, will serve as Assistant Director. Let me say, and I speak for Donna also, we could not be more excited. These ladies are far better equipped, young, and filled with new, fresh ideas for our women's ministry here at Grace. They're going to take this ministry to new and better places that we could, capital N-O-T, not be more thrilled about. So ladies, here are your new leaders. Support, welcome, encourage them in this new place. Yay! Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Oh, it's so bittersweet. I just want to say very quickly on behalf of Carrie and myself that there are a lot of exciting things that are coming up, and we will let you ladies know about those in the coming weeks. But here's what we can promise you from the bottom of our hearts, is that the DNA that Sarah Berger and Donna Boone have woven into the fabric of women's ministry will be something that we respect, honor, and extrapolate on, and we can promise you that. So that's to the ladies. We want to continue to be conduits to connect your heart to the heart of Jesus, because that's all that matters at the end of the day. That's to ladies, plural. And now I want to talk to two ladies in particular. Donna Boone, nothing more could be said than has been said about you. No one has ever outserved you that I have ever known. I met you when you were sewing costumes for the first show that I ever did here. And then you served in the youth ministry and all the way through, Rob so eloquently stated, but we love you and we thank you. And now I'm gonna say something about this lady, but I don't think I can look at her, so just pretend I'm looking at her right now. There is a scripture in Isaiah that the Lord put on my heart this morning for you, and this is what it says. It says, look to your father Abraham and look to your mother Sarah, who gave you birth, and obviously, y'all, that's about the patriarch and his wife. But the reality of that scripture is it's saying, look back and honor. Look back and cherish. And I want to say that I don't know that I've ever known a better mother to her own children. And I don't know that I've ever known a better spiritual mother than you, Sarah Berger. And you've not just mothered your four kids, you've mothered hundreds and thousands of us through the years and many seasons. And so I just finish by saying thank you for mothering us so well. And we give honor to whom honor is due.
Yep. So here's the deal, y'all, and I'm going to say this again before we leave this morning. Sarah and I aren't going anywhere. We're not quitting, retiring, leaving, abandoning. We're not running the other direction because of recent conflict. We're not running from the fight. In fact, we're running into the fight in even greater ways. We've realized that Sarah and I need to uniquely do what God has called us to uniquely do. It's not an assignment from everybody, but if we were to try to continue to do our full-time assignment here while trying to do our new assignment, both would suffer, and we can't have that for you or for us. We can't allow comfort and convenience to keep us from Christ's calling. And so, you know, we're not here to ride Grace Chaplin into the sunset or into the ground. We're here to do the will of God, period. The entire Berger family is sticking around to love and serve as we always have. You're stuck with us. I'm going to continue to preach from the sanctuary, but far less than last year. If I was guessing, and with the guys' approval, they seem to think this is good. Once a month, I'll be preaching from the pulpit as I pursue our other assignments. And you're going to hear more about that, but not right now. When we're not preaching and when we are in town, we're going to be on the front row, but not that chair. We'll be a few chairs down, and we're going to be here to love and pray and serve our guts out, because this is our family. This is our family, and nothing's going to change that. I'm going to remain on the elder board and will serve as a source of wisdom and experience for them. Sarah and I are going to restart our morning devotionals on Facebook for those of you that enjoyed that. And so you'll be able to join us for a quick word prayer and a time of communion. I'm thinking it's going to be the first Monday in February we'll be able to do that. We've also been developing a nonprofit to serve as a vehicle to allow us to fulfill our new assignment. And so we'll tell you more about that when the time is right. We're going to be able to, listen to me, we're going to be able to influence influencers, both in the church and outside of the church, for the glory of God. Some of the things that we're gonna do will be public, and some of the things we're gonna be doing will be very private, but we're going to answer this new assignment that God has for us, and as I've said so many times, wherever I go, we go, and so we're going to be able to expand the kingdom of God together. We're gonna keep preaching repentance, revival, and contending for the souls of people and for this nation as well. We're going to continue to fight the good fight together. We're going to continue to equip people to be passionate servants of Jesus Christ. So again, just to be clear, Sarah and I are not being fired. Nor are we leaving. We're not running from the fight. We're running to the fight in a greater way. This is about obeying, transitioning, and expanding. That's all this is about. But just to make sure that we understand again, you are looking behind me at the new leaders of Grace Chapel that I myself am submitting to as a member of this church moving forward. That means nasty emails. Yes, they go to them from now on. It doesn't mean, for those of you who are close friends with Sarah and I and have our, you know, our phone number and all that, we still, nothing changes, you know. It doesn't mean we can't talk to you anymore and all of that. But all that to be said, I think it would be appropriate now if we just had a word of prayer together as the church family and just ask God to bless and to anoint Grace Chapel moving forward into greater and better days. Does that sound good? Good. Well, Pastor Rob, come on up here, and we're going to pray for you. First of all, would y'all stretch your hands this way? Guys, if you'll come, we're going to do this together. Rob is going from being called the teaching pastor to being our lead pastor, and at some point, he will be our senior pastor. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we lift up Pastor Rob Rogers to you now, as most importantly, as your son, apart from his title or calling or gifting, Lord, as your son, we lift him up to you right now. We thank you for his life. We pray, oh God, right now that you would increase the anointing on his life for the mission and the calling that you have for him. Father, we're asking you to give him the wisdom and the favor and the stature before God and men to do that which is necessary to lead every single one of us into the future. Lord, we say as you and all of the heavenly hosts as our witnesses that we will love and bless and encourage and speak well of and fuel Pastor Rob so that he can do what you've called him to do. Lord, we commit before heaven to pray for him, to bless him, God, to be a good friend and brother and sister to him. Father, I pray any good thing that you've ever given me, that it would rest upon Pastor Rob. But I ask you, oh God, that it would rest upon him in a greater measure. Father, for the elder board, for the financial board, moving forward, God, they've done such an amazing job in the past. Now, Father, we're asking to increase double portion anointing over every single one of them. May we be found to encourage and love and support them. May we speak well of them at a time when it seems like most people love tearing people down. God, may we build one another up. God, may we build one another up. May we live from the spirit and not from the flesh. May we keep our eyes on the kingdom and not our own comfort or convenience or selfishness. God, may we look to the prize for what you have for us. We could go on and on. God, we just ask you to bless these men as our leaders as we move forward, submitting ourselves to them. God, may they follow your will regardless of the cost. In Jesus' name. And Grace Chapel, awesome Grace Chapel family, said yes and amen. Amen, 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 amen. All right.
I got something for you.
Okay.
17 years ago, I walked through those doors. Mm-hmm. 19-year-old punk kid, fresh off of drugs. And I saw a pastor and a preacher with conviction, with passion. And in that message, I think it was my first Sunday here, in that message you talked about your history and that God had rescued you from addiction. And my thought was, if God can do that with him, then maybe he could do it with me. 17 years ago, Steve.
Yeah.
17 years.
Isn't that great?
And since then, you've invested in my life. You've challenged me. You've discipled me. You took me through the Bible for dummies, for goodness sake. Like, you showed me the ropes. And I've been learning from you for the last 17 years. I'm so grateful for you, Steve. Amen. And I'll always be grateful for you.
Thank you.
And I'm really grateful that even now, you are setting the example for the entire body of Christ to obey God, regardless of what people think out there, regardless of what people say, to obey God, no matter what it costs. That's your legacy. You put that in me. That's your DNA, Steve.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you,
thank
Rob.
You. Thank you.
Thank you, Rob. Yeah. Thank you, Rob. Thank you.
Yes. Just so you guys know, we're going to do this more than once. So we're gonna definitely want to get back together and bless and thank Steve for what he has done here. But we all want to just at least say a word. And when my family first came here, I'll never forget my kids. I said, "What do you guys think?" You know.
Y'all should sit down.
Yeah, go ahead and sit down. And they said, "Dad, it's like Easter every Sunday." And that's because of you. The culture that was created here is a dependence on God culture. We sit here and pray every Thursday, and we get down on our knees, and we touch these seats. And we know, because of you and your leadership, nothing's going to happen unless God shows up. And that's because of you. And the word passion is in the very center of this vision statement right here, because of you. And it's our commitment that that's going to stay there. This pulpit has been on fire for a long time, and we want to carry that forward, and we want you to know that you deliver the truth the way that you do, and I know God's going to continue to use you in mighty ways.
Amen.
And we love you,
thank you, Jimmy.
We want to thank you. I know there's so many words that we're all going to want to say, but blow him up on Facebook with lots of love today. Jonathan's going to try to say something, too.
Oh, jeez.
Okay. So, Steve.
Yeah, please.
So, years ago, we were watching a video. I think it was like a U2 concert moment where Bono had a, I don't know what kind of moment he broke through, and he said something super positive about God. And you laughed, and I started crying. And it's our response in that moment is kind of what's going to happen to me here. So, when something is inspiring, when it reminds us, when it reminds us of the now and coming kingdom of God, when something is so right that every one of my cells begins to resonate, I cry. So I'm crying today because of that. I don't cry because of this is goodbye. I cry because this is evidence of the kingdom of heaven at work right in the middle of the kingdoms of this world. And you are an ambassador from the kingdom of God to the kingdom of men. So go. Go do what only you can do. Go shout it from the mountaintops that there is a God in heaven who has come to seek and to save the lost. Go and walk boldly through the unique doors that God has opened and give them Jesus. Go tell them about Jesus. Go tell it on the mountain. Go. And then come home and tell me about it, and we'll go get some Mexican food. The end.
When I got saved at 19 years old, I had come from a background where I grew up in church, and at 12 years old, I said, I think that there's a God, but I don't know that these people know who he is, because there was no passion and life and vigor to it. So at 19 years old, as a young man, I went on a search to find a pastor that was passionate about Jesus. And I found a gym in Diamond Bar, California, and I heard Steve Berger preach for the first time, and I went, there it is. From 19 years old, I've walked with Steve. I've seen his life. I've been in his house. I've slept in his house. He's been in my house. We have walked and journeyed as close as you could possibly be. And I'm here to testify and give testimony to a man of integrity who lives the same life in front of you as he does behind closed doors, as he does in his home, as he does on the road, in every single way. So a lot of people can sell something for 90 minutes on a stage. Nobody's selling something for 30 years. I will stand with this man all of my days. I love you, Steve.
Thank you, Mark. Come on. Come on. There's one more person that I need to tell you about, and that is mine and Sarah's faithful assistant, Elise Glasser, is going to serve our family and serve what we're doing in the future, and y'all better be nice to her. If not, then Sarah will come after you. We're moving into the forward, into the future together. We're moving forward together, y'all. Don't ever use words goodbye, leaving. Don't do it. I will rebuke you in love. We're doing something awesome together moving forward, and we're not backing down at all, at all. Pastor Jonathan, you got, I asked Jonathan to do this song today, and Dave Cleveland, could you just do what you do, please? Just do it.